Passion People with Devika Misra.
There is a poverty of a material realm, but then there's poverty of the spirit realm too, of the values realm. So it's about addressing all of that in a holistic sort of a way. Can you use the social capital of a volunteer network to create this new form of value, which is clearly useful in the world?
He was only 25 when he decided to become a full-time volunteer. The year was 2001. He lived in Silicon Valley. The young software engineer was fed up with the greed of the dot-com world. My guest today is Nipun Mehta.
Yeah, I was in the Silicon Valley, grew up there, and I said, hey, you know, this is what everybody's doing, getting more and more and more. And at some point, that was not satisfying. So I said, well, can you do the opposite, which is try to give instead of acquiring and hoarding and keeping a lot? And we tried a few experiments, and it was like, wow, this makes a lot of sense. This feels great. So let's keep doing it. And that has been the journey.
The journey began for him, he says, as a part-time volunteer.
I used to volunteer a lot with people on their deathbeds, and you really see that at that point, you know, you can buy them stuff, but, you know, 2 days later, if they're going to die, they're not interested in stuff. You can talk to them about, like, changing the world and volunteering. They're not interested. They just want your presence. I realized that there was a power to that, and I wanted to stay connected to that power. So that has been my sort of entry into this. That's the deepest intention underneath that.
Eventually, he founded CharityFocus.org, a fully run volunteer organization that began by providing web-related services to all manner of nonprofits. He says it was always his calling to be a volunteer, even when he worked full-time at Sun Microsystems.
I was probably at Sun off and on for maybe 5 to 6 years. I got a job in my third year of college, and every so often I would say, hey, I want to go out and do some crazy thing. Can I take 6 months off? And they would say, yeah, go ahead. And I would come back. And at some point I said, you know, I looked at my to-do list and there were 20 things to do and I only had time for 10. And none of the, you know, 10 were my work stuff. And so I went to my parents and I said, I think I need to quit. And they said, are you crazy?
From a parent's point of view, a fair enough question, I would say.
And I said, yeah, I am, but I don't know if it's the right thing, but I think I should do what my heart is telling me to do. And after a lot of talks, they supported me in doing that.
Over time, CharityFocus.org has grown to provide more than just web-based services. It's not just about supporting a finite number of NGOs or charities or certain specific social entrepreneurship projects. Nipun is trying to bring about a culture change. Remember the Helen Hunt, Kevin Spacey movie, Pay It Forward? The idea is similar.
When you do a small act of kindness, it's a small thing and it has an impact on the giver and the receiver and we forget about it. But if you do something kind for someone and that person pays it forward to someone else and that person pays it forward to someone else, over time it creates a circle. It's about creating a new possibility. It's about creating a new paradigm of relating to each other. It's about birthing more social capital.
Great idea to create social capital that is goodwill and better values, but how exactly can you go about it? Well, it's pretty easy, says Nipun, who was involved in the concept behind 3 restaurants in the US. They are all called Karma Kitchen. Yes, it's about one's acts and actions.
So you go into this restaurant and your check reads 0. Someone before you has paid for your meal, and you get to pay forward for somebody after you. Now, people walk into this place. It's in Berkeley and now in D.C. and Chicago also. People walk in. Some people just start crying. It's like, I've never received. You mean you trust me? You know, business school students come in and like, this can't work. This is not what they teach us in school. You can't just trust people. And so it's this idea when you look at a whole restaurant and you realize everybody is paying for each other, not for their own. It creates a new kind of a value.
The kind of values, in fact, that have a multiplier effect, and his early initiatives have spun off a number of other projects.
This is more of a search and amplify model. So we started with something like Daily Good, and then we go on to something like Karma Kitchen. Then someone comes and says, I have a magazine, and I'd like to run a magazine in this way. So we run a magazine. Someone came and I said, I want to do a film production company in this way. So we started to do that. Someone came and said, I'm a doctor, and I'd like to provide health in this way. And so we have a project called Karma Clinic. Someone said, we have YouTube, and we should have KarmaTube. So we have this portal where there's inspiring videos coupled with everyday actions that people can take. So it, like, the projects are infinite and they keep multiplying.
Big projects, he believes, can grow out of small, seemingly simple acts of kindness. And people can live off just small acts of kindness. Can they? Nipun decided to ask himself the question.
Can you drop it all? And can you go to a place where you have nothing in your wallet and there's no business card that's going to open a door? And you really have to trust in the goodness of people.
About 5 years into becoming a full-time volunteer, he decided to test his theory. He decided to, as he puts it, walk the talk.
My wife and I, in 2005, we went to India and we started walking south, and we would eat wherever, you know, whatever food was offered, and we would sleep wherever place was offered. And we ended up walking 1,000 kilometers and then stayed at a monastery that we ran into for 3 months.
Luckily for him and his wife of only 6 months at the time, things turned out all right in the end.
It's one thing to say, we're all interconnected. It's another to say, I will be starving and dying if we don't experience that interconnected in that moment. And what happens when someone looks at your wife in a threatening way and you can't run away, you can't beat them up? What are you going to do? The only way out is through. And so you have to actually say, you know, it's one thing to say love all beings, but it's another to say, I'm going to go through this and I'm going to practice love. And it works.
Today, Nipun is a recipient of the Jefferson Award for Public Service and serves on the advisory board of the Dalai Lama. All this, he says, is quite in keeping with his high school dream.
Ever since I was a kid, I wanted to go to the Himalayas and, you know, find the true purpose of life and things like that. And, you know, then you grow up, but I still had the heart of a Himalayan yogi, in a sense, wanting to find the deeper, probe into the deeper questions of life has always been the central theme of my life.
And there is another childhood passion that has stood him in good stead.
So I wanted to become a tennis pro. I actually quit college to play tennis. I learned a lot. I learned a lot about discipline. I learned a lot about ethics, you know, to what extent do you go to win. And there was also downsides, you know, the competitive. It's like me versus the other person, as opposed to really seeing how you can compete with your own self and become a better and better player. So a lot of lessons I learned from tennis.
And now that he's in his mid-30s, does Nipun still see his way of doing things based purely on small acts of kindness and working off unsolicited donations as sustainable in the long term? To him, it's the only way to be sustainable, he says.
You actually need to come to a space of I have enough to actually have a value system embedded in the material things as well. So how do you bring that value system? And that's a really critical component without which you're not going to solve anything sustainably. So that's our endeavor.
Nipun Mehta, founder of Charity.org, was talking to me, Devika Misra, for Passion People on 938 Live.